Gradually, the saints' days got more frequent, and the saints themselves became increasingly obscure, until finally, Louis lost his temper and asked Lebel, who was the concierge of Versailles, to bring him a woman, any woman.
Louis only had to ask, and just about anything and anyone could be provided. And was.
The king gradually got into the habit of first having dalliances with the court ladies and then full-blown affairs.
Louis began a life of carnal adventures that would turn him into one of history's greatest libertines.
He was a great womanizer, but there was nothing unusual about that. French kings were expected to be womanizers. This was seen as a sign that they were virile and were going to produce an heir and were in fact acting in an aristocratic and masculine way. Indeed, within the aristocratic society that the king had been raised, the idea of marital fidelity was seen as laughable.